It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
Freshman guard Kamaya Muldrow scored 33 points, but the Cloud County Community College women's basketball team couldn't overcome a 9-point fourth-quarter deficit, falling 73-71 to Seward County Community College in their Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference opener Wednesday night. The Saints won for the first time in Concordia since 2022, improving their record this season to 6-1 overall and 1-0 in conference action. The loss snaps Cloud County's four-game winning streak, dropping the T-Birds to 4-2 on the season and 0-1 in conference play. It was a tight battle the entire way, as the game saw 7 ties and 10 lead changes. Seward County carried a 1-point lead, 38-37, into the halftime break and led by as much as 6 points in the first half. Cloud County opened the second half on a 7-0 run, capped by a 3-pointer by sophomore forward Layla Washington to grab a 44-38 advantage with 7:28 to play in the third. Seward County countered with a 10-2 run of their own, retaking the lead at 48-46. The Saints would never trail again. Muldrow scored 30-plus points in a game for the second time this season to lead Cloud County. The freshman guard from Fairburn, Georgia, led the way with 33 points on 11 of 24 shooting, with 3 made 3-pointers. Muldrow, who netted 18 points in the second half, was also a perfect 8 of 8 from the foul line and dished out a team-high 5 assists. Washington recorded her second double-double of the season with 11 points and 10 rebounds. The T-Birds returned to action Saturday, concluding a 4-game homestand with a Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference game against Barton Community College. Tip-off is scheduled for 2 p.m. from Arley Bryan Gymnasium.